The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Work it back around the perimeter. Open three on that left side. It is no good for Dojo. Long rebound by Carney High. Pass up ahead. And Stiffen, after the rebound, is able to get it up to Snyder. And Snyder lays it up and in.
Tonight, the Kearney Bearcats travel to the capital city to battle the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Layup. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Our girls game is a battle of top 10 teams while the Kearney boys look to keep their strong second half of the season rolling along in Lincoln. It's the Silverhawks and Bearcats coming up next, but for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. Well, the Kearney High girls certainly missed their point guard, who's suffering the effects of a concussion. So with no Claire Sickler tonight, 31 turnovers for the Bearcats, and they fall here on the road by 9 to Lincoln Southwest, 46-37. But now time to turn our attention to the boys' side of the bracket. Both these two teams are sub-500, but they're coming from different places. Lincoln Southwest at 4-16. It has been a pretty tough year for them. They have lost five of their last six ball games and have kind of struggled throughout the course of the year. When you're 4-16, you've pretty much struggled. Well, Kearney High at one point was looking at a season very similar to that, but they've gotten hot as of late. They have, as we mentioned, have won 9 of their last 11 ball games. Excuse me, they've won, let me do this again, 3, 6, 7. They've won 7 of the last 9 ball games. And the last two games that they did not win, they lost by 1 at home to North Star, and they also lost on the road at Creighton Prep by 2. So they've been really in, well, actually more than their last 9 ball games. They were in a couple of tight ball games before they got hot with the win in about a month ago against Bryan. But they've been pretty tough to beat here in the last month, winning 7 of the last 9, and again, playing very, very well, very efficiently, have really got a lot of production on the inside, and tonight they are going to have a little bit of a size advantage against Lincoln Southwest, so we anticipate that Brian Arp could be a major factor in today's game, as long as he can keep himself out of some foul trouble, as he's really been one of the reasons that Kearney has played very well down the stretch here, as they'll try to pick up a win on the road and improve the record now to 9-12 on the season. Don't forget that tomorrow we'll also have Kearney High, but we'll be on the FM as we'll be at the Heartland Hoops Classic. The last three games of the Heartland Hoops Classic will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The first 5 will be right here on ESPN Radio. But right now, Kearney High on the road, Lincoln Southwest. Really should be a great matchup, and we're going to take a quick break and we'll continue with more of our New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, teams. I have to sneeze, and I just fought it off. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way.
Hey, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Welcome back here to Southwest. Let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for Southwest, they'll be in their home white uniforms, of course. They're 4-16 on the season. Avery Prime is a 6'1 senior. Davis Peterson, 6'4 and a junior. Javid Fatemi, a junior. He's 6 foot. Nathan Duff, a senior at 6'4, and Connor Works at 6 foot. Is also a senior. For Kearney High, Damian Austin, a 5'8 senior. Peyton Polcock, 6'1 and a junior. David Erickson, 6 foot tall senior. Dakota Schreiner, 5'11 senior. And Brian Arp, 6'3 and a junior. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. Very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. The opening tip, controlled by Kearney High. They'll put up a three-pointer on that left side for Damian Austin. It is no good. And just like that, Southwest has it. And they'll work it on the inside. A little lean in by Peterson is up and good. So Peterson with the rebound and then the bucket. Entry pass inside for Arp. He's going to kick it out for Pocock. Pocock will fire a three. It's bouncing on the rim. No good. Hangs up there long enough that Erickson can pull down the rebound. They'll get it to back to Pocock, and Pocock will lay it up and in. Peyton Pocock with a strong drive and is able to lay it up and in after that offensive rebound. Kept it alive here for Erickson. So on the bounce is Southwest. With it is Duff. They try to work it to the inside. It goes off the hands of Davidson, and that'll be a Southwest turnover. So Kearney High will work the ball to the inside, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Oh, unfortunate there. Back in for Damian Austin. Austin's able to check it in here. And they'll work it back around inside for Arp at the elbow. Kicks it back out for Damian Austin. Damian Austin works it inside for Arp. Arp missed the shot. Loose ball is going to be picked up. And they'll get the ball back out on the drive. And there's going to be a foul on the entry pass. And putting it up is Davis. Davis can't get the shot to fall, but there is a foul there. So Pocock with the first 2 points of the ball game here for Kearney High. And earlier, Fatemi, he got the 2 points here for Lincoln Southwest. And now a free throw that's up and good here for Davis Peterson. So Peterson makes one of two. And Southwest has the lead once again. They lead it 3-2. Ball knocked loose, but Schreiner is able to track it down. Ball was held in there a little bit for Griffin Thomas, who checked in during the free throws. They'll give it to Pocock. Arp has it on that right side. Arp looking on the inside. Gives it out for Damian Austin. Austin, they're going to say, traveled with it. And that'll be Kearney High with the turnover. So turnover on the Bearcats, and Pry will inbound. Cats will go full court pressure here. They get it to Connor Works. Works is working against some pressure from Damian Austin. Austin nearly made the steal. Works with a little spin move across the timeline. He'll stop at the elbow. He'll pivot. Get the ball off here for Griffin Thomas. Thomas gives on the right wing. A little dribble between the legs here for Works. Works looking at a little man-to-man here for Kearney High at the moment, and they'll fall down with it. Damian Austin comes up with it after the turnover. He'll give it off to Pocock. Pocock's going to drive and lay it up and in. And we're going to make a substitution here because a little injured is Griffin Thomas. And so they're going to stop to allow Thomas to come out of the ball game here as Lincoln Southwest has the ball. Cats attack the basket as Thomas was hurt when he slipped and fell there. And since Kearney was attacking, they did not stop action. So Works will get it to Nick Shanahan, who checked in. And they'll get the ball back out here. And across the timeline just in time, they give it to Pry. Pry pass up ahead to Peterson. Peterson has it stolen away by Arp. Nice play there by Arp, who now gives it for Damian Austin. Austin fakes the handoff to Pocock. And now the lob at top of the circle to Dakota Schreiner. Back to Pocock, who's looking inside, and they are triple-teaming Arp. And now top of the circle is Dakota Schreiner. They look to the inside, and just everybody collapsed down there. Damian Austin stops. He's going to kick it right side. Pocock open for three. No good. Arp with the offensive rebound and bucket. So Arp is able to pull down that offensive rebound. And it's now 6-3. And then right in the corner, Pry is able to answer right back. He strokes in a three, and we're tied at six. Pass up ahead. It goes off the hands of Arp as Damian Austin brought across the timeline. And sneaking in underneath was Arp, but it goes off of his hands, and that'll be a turnover. So 4.5 to go. Quarter number one, we're tied at six. And Connor works, working against some pressure here by Damian Austin. Dribbles behind the back. Kearney's going man-to-man right now. They'll give it right wing here for Nick Shanahan. Shanahan gives it on the baseline for Peterson, and Arp is going to be called for a foul on the body, I believe. Well, it's going to be a foul on Arp. I know that for sure. I don't think they're saying it's a hand check. It's with the body. So Southwest will inbound after Arp commits his first foul, team's second foul of the ball game. And in the lane here is Fatemi. Fatemi's going to kick it out here for Works. He's going to put up an air ball for a three, and it's going to be saved into the hands of Kearney High. Coming up with it is Burchell, and driving on the backside is going to be Damian Austin, and Austin is going to head to the free throw line. He drove in hard, and he was fouled on his way to the basket. So Austin to shoot two, and his first one is up and no good. As a team, Kearney High shoots pretty well from the free throw line overall, and one of the better shooters is Damian Austin, who is a 79% free throw shooter, and after making the first one, he does hit the second. So Kearney High now has a 7-6 lead. Shanahan facing some pressure here by, almost stolen away by Schreiner. And they'll hand it off here to Works. Works pressured by Burchell. And they'll kick the ball back out. He probably had it momentarily. Now cutting in, it's going to go off the hands of David Erickson and out of bounds. It was tipped around a little bit there. It was knocked out of bounds originally by Burchell, but I think it went off one of the Southwest players, and then that second tip was off the Bearcats and out of bounds. In here for Kearney High is going to be Mishu. Austin Mishu checks in, and the pass is going to be knocked away. It's stolen away by Damian Austin. Austin's going to drive, lay it up and in. So Damian Austin with the steal and the layup on the other end of the court. And it's now 9-6. Kearney High with a 3-point lead. Left wing, Fatemi kicks it out. Pry's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound into the hands of Peterson. Peterson will give it back out. And here's Works. He's firing the three. Again, that's no good. But an offensive rebound by Pry. And Pry's pass on the inside stolen away by Austin Mishu. Shu will hand it off here for Burchell. And Burchell will bring in the offensive zone. He gives it to Pocock. Pocock back around. We'll give it to Burchell. Burchell at the elbow, hands it off for Damian Austin. Austin all the way to the baseline, pass is going to be a turnover. Lincoln Southwest is able to come up with the basketball. Pass through the lane, deflected by a couple of different guys, and we got I thought trying to create a little speech was kind of works with a little stiff arm there, but they're going to call the foul on Damian Austin. And Austin got him with the body. That'll be his first, team's third. John Freese into the game here for Southwest. And Nick Shanahan will inbound the ball here. He also came in. And he's holding it on the baseline, looking. Burchell putting pressure on, and they just hand it off in the corner there for Duff. And Duff will hand it off here for Shanahan. Shanahan gives it to Thomas, who has it top of the circle. Burchell there putting a little pressure on. The kick left side here for Shanahan. Shanahan on the dribble. And now top of the circle with it is Duff. Duff gave it away, hands it back. Works behind the arc. Doesn't want to shoot at the top of the pressure put on by Damian Austin, so he'll give it right side for Shanahan. 9-6. Kearney High's up by three, and Southwest took a little extra step with it as they worked it around the perimeter, and that'll be a turnover. New number for Austin Mishu. Been a week or so since I've seen him play. He's dropped 30. I'd like to drop 30 points myself, pounds maybe, but he dropped 30 points off of his jersey. He's wearing 13 now. Started the season with 43. Top of the circle is Damian Austin. Gives it to Pocock. Pocock being well guarded there. They'll give it off right side. Birchall's going to shoot a three. Good look, but it won't fall. And rebounded out of there by Freeze. So Freeze able to snag the bound. And they'll kick it up ahead in the offensive zone. That's Giffen Thomas, who's working against some pressure by Pocock. Dribbles behind his back. Still has his dribble off of a screen. Takes it top of the circle. Hands off here for Connor Works. And Works now is going to step back, fire an NBA three, back the iron and no good. Long rebound is taken out by Freeze. And Freeze will give it off and they'll work it back around, giving it here for Freeze again. Freeze gave it away a couple of times. Now he'll kick it top of the circle for Shanahan. Shanahan working against Birchall. Shanahan on the dribble behind his back, goes left side. Mishu's able to shut him off. And he's used up his dribble. 5-second count going on. But we'll throw it top of the circle here for Connor Works. Works working against Damian Austin with a minute 10 to go. We'll kick here on the left wing. And Javid was able to pass it inside with a backdoor cut by Griffen Thomas. And Thomas will score, and he's fouled. That was a pretty play as they snapped it inside. And now Thomas will try to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play after the foul is whistled on Peyton Pocock. That'll be his first. So if the free throw is good here, we will be tied at 9 with a minute 5 to go here in quarter number 1. And the free throw is up, and it is short. And rebound taken out of there by Schreiner. So Schreiner with the bound after the missed free throw. And now Birchall brings in the offensive zone. Mishu over there for Austin. Arp checked in the game just a moment ago as well, so he's back in the game. He's trying to post up down low, but they're working around the perimeter, and they'll skip it out for Schreiner. Now left side, Damian Austin's going to try a three. It's a little bit strong, and the rebound taken out of there by Fatemi. Fatemi dribbles, gives it in the lane, and an extra step here by John Freeze, and Southwest has just turned it over. 36 seconds to go here in quarter number 1, and the Cats with a 9-8 lead, and checking in is going to be Trevor Liebarger. And Liebarger will come in for Birchall. So Liebarger, Arp, Schreiner, Austin, and Mishu out there right now for Kearney High. They get it left side for Schreiner. Back to Damian Austin. Right side for Liebarger. Back to Liebarger after he gave it away. Damian Austin now will give it to Schreiner. He's going to step up five or three. It's a little bit short. And the rebound into the hands here of Fatemi. 15 seconds left. Top of the circle with it is Freeze. Freeze is going to kick it off left side. And still on the dribble is going to be Griffen Thomas. Thomas gives it off here right side for Shanahan. Shanahan with 2 seconds left has it stolen away. And a three-pointer at the buzzer. No good for Damian Austin. Austin looked up, realized he did not have time to try the layup. So he had to pull up for a transition three. It was a little bit strong. And Kearney High has to be content with a 1-point lead as we head to the second quarter. They lead at 9-8. We're back with quarter number 2 right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Well, one quarter is in the books, and Kearney High on the road has a 9-8 lead over the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks, who, of course, wear a lot of green, as Silverhawks would do. On the right side with it is Griffen Thomas. Thomas works around the perimeter, giving it to Connor Works. And Kearney High defense right now very smothering. They're trying to work the ball inside and then kick it back out for the trail three. But Kearney High has not allowed that as they've really pressured the perimeter very, very well. Schreiner doing it right now as Freeze has it on that right side. Check it. It's Fatemi who has it on that right side. Couldn't see the jersey number because of the pressure being put on by Schreiner. And they're going to call Schreiner for a foul as the ball was carried into the lane. That will be Dakota Schreiner's second foul. So five as a team on the Cats, and it's inbounded here to Connor Works. Works gives it on that right side for Griffin Thomas. A little floater up and good. And Griffin Thomas, that's a nice little touch play there as he floats it up. Around the perimeter goes Kearney High as they look at a box and one as they are currently staying, it appears, with Erickson, but they're boxing everything else. Entry pass going to be stolen away. Thomas with the steal, the layup. Shot won't fall, but he is fouled. So Griffin Thomas with a nice little steal on that pass on the inside. And I got to question the defense that I thought I saw. It looked to me like it was a box and one, but no disrespect to David Erickson. I'm not sure why you would box and one him. The free throw is up and no good for Thomas. So I got a feeling that probably was a matchup zone. We'll check it next trip up court. 6:57 to go. Kearney High trailing it now 10-8. And the second free throw is on the way, and that one is rattled in after the first one was missed. So Griffin Thomas will make a two-point lead here for Lincoln Southwest. This will equal their largest lead of the game. Pretty early on in the second quarter. Left side, Pocock has it on the baseline, working around the perimeter. Schreiner looking inside for Art, but will kick it left side for Schreiner. Back around the perimeter, Schreiner gets it. Top of the circle, Damian Austin, Schreiner playing catch. Pocock has it now on that right side. Driving is Damian Austin on the baseline. He'll kick it out for Pocock, open for the three. It is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Davis Peterson. So Peterson is able to push traffic away. And coming up with the ball here is going to be Connor Works. Works gives left side for Fatemi. Skip pass on that left side, and there's nobody in that corner as somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and that'll be a Southwest turnover. Six turnovers for Southwest, four for Kearney High. Austin will give it to Schreiner on that left side. He'll kick into the corner for Pocock. Lob pass in for Arp. He makes the catch in traffic. Will lay it up and in. He caught it close enough and was able to muscle it up, and we're tied at 11 in transition. The kick up here for Thomas, and Thomas is slowed down a little bit by a hustling David Erickson. And now the entry pass inside for Peterson, and Peterson's going to be fouled. Arp and Damian Austin were pressuring the ball there, and they're going to get Damian Austin for his second personal foul. Either one of those two is going to get their second. And to the free throw line is going to be Davis Peterson. Peterson's free throw is up and good. So Peterson will shoot one more here. First one's good. Second one is also good. 13-11. Kearney High down by two. And left side, they'll give it for Schreiner. Schreiner's three, no good. Rebound tipped out by Erickson into the hands of Schreiner. And then we've got a loose ball on the inside. That'll be a Kearney High turnover. Checking in here for the Cats, going to be Brian Burchell. Burchell comes in, and Fatemi will inbound here for the Silverhawks as Kearney High going full court man-to-man. Bad pass, stolen on the inside, layup no good here for Burchell. And then we got a foul on the rebound. Burchell had the ball bounce right to him, so he has the steal but couldn't make the shot. And then he is fouled by Works, but he was not in the act of shooting. So Cats will inbound it after that Southwest turnover. Schreiner works it inside for Arp. Arp outside of the lane will kick it out now for Erickson. Entry pass inside for Arp, and there's going to be a foul, and that's going to bail Kearney High out because Arp went between two defenders up high to make the catch, and he ended up falling down. And so that reach by Fatemi, his second foul, is going to bail out Kearney High. So Fatemi called for the foul, and that'll be two on him. Three as a team here on Southwest. So the Cats will inbound it. They work it around the perimeter. Right side, they'll lob it inside now for Arp, and Arp is going to take it off glass. Nice pass by Erickson to set up Arp for the bucket. Good ball movement around the perimeter, and we're tied at 13 as they enter it in from that perimeter inside for Arp. Top of the circle, Peterson will give the ball off for Pry. Pry penetrates, kicks it in the corner for Shanahan. Shanahan's three is no good, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Erickson. So Erickson snags the bound, and he'll get the ball back. Lobs it inside for Arp. Arp being double-teamed. Ball loose. Arp going on the ground to get it. And he calls timeout. He landed on his back and called the timeout. Had he sat back up, he probably would have been called for the travel. But coming out with that loose ball, Arp calls the timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:29 to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats with a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
4:29 to go here in the second quarter. Bearcats tied here at Lincoln Southwest, 13-13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Well, Arp had that ball knocked loose, was able to kind of come up with it. Originally had it between his knees, was able to grab it, ended up on his back, and was able to call timeout. Had he sat up, it would have been a travel. And obviously laying on the back with a basketball is probably not very good. So it was a good timeout there by Arp. He'll set a little screen. Now he'll roll off of it, gets the inbounds, and the bucket, and the foul. Nice inbounds play, and now Arp will have a chance to finish off a three-point play. So a three opportunity here for the Cats as they now have taken the lead back after that foul on Nick Shanahan, his first. And Arp's free throw, back the iron and no good. And Avery Pry is able to pry the rebound away. And he'll work against man-to-man pressure by Pocock. They give it right side here for Works. Works now will get it outside the lane for Peterson. Peterson's going to drive to the low block, and that's a strong drive by Davis Peterson as he's able to bank it in over the top of Arp. So Burchill will bring it up. We're midway through the second quarter. 15-15. With the basketball, top of the circle is going to be Burchill. He'll give it right side for Pocock. Pocock acted like he was going to shoot the three over the top of this zone, but now they'll work it around the perimeter. They get it inside for Erickson. Now kick back around the perimeter. Pocock for three, and he hits the three. Peyton Pocock strokes in the three-pointer, and Kearney High, 18-15. Behind the back on the dribble is Pry. Pry will kick right wing for Shanahan. Shanahan will try a three. It's no good. Long rebound is taken out. On the run is going to be Erickson. Erickson lost the ball on the inside, and falling on it is going to be Dakota Schreiner, but Schreiner was out of bounds, so Bearcats will have to drop back on defense. They'll go full court here after they turn it over, and Pry will inbound it on the baseline. Works. Dribbles behind his back, working against some pressure here by Burchill. Has it now across the timeline. And they'll just flip it off here for Shanahan. Shanahan working against Burchill. And now on the dribble here is Griffin Thomas. Thomas now is going to hand it off to Works. Backdoor cut. Layup. Good. To Griffin Thomas. That backdoor cut works again. And Thomas coming in, crashing along that baseline, will make it a one-point ball game. In the lane, turnaround jumper for Erickson. No good. Arp fighting for the rebound. Still fighting for it. Can't come up with it. Pry is the one that is able to come out of there with it. And he's on the dribble. He's going to dump in transition to Works. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped right back out in the hands here of Works. Works, gives it off on that right side, and there's going to be a foul called on Arp as a quick jumper on that right wing is no good for Thomas. And now Thomas will work his way through his teammates and get to the free throw line. And for Arp, that's going to be foul number two. So Thomas to shoot two here. And he bends the knees, fires the free throw. It rolls around. It's good, and we're tied at 18. 2:29 to go here. Damian Austin and Jake Waller going to check in here for Kearney High. Also in the game is Brady Johnson, as well as Austin Mischu. So the only ones that stayed out there was Pocock. So the free throw is up and good. So he makes both free throws. And Griffin Thomas will give Southwest a one-point lead. Waller in transition. His jumper is no good. Rebound out of there is Shanahan. Shanahan will give it off on the baseline. Pry is going to drive. No good. And rebounded by Brady Johnson. So Johnson pulls down the rebound. And then on the outlet pass, we're going to have a foul that's whistled on Pry. That'll be foul number one on number one. So to throw it in here is going to be Waller. Kearney High, it's Waller, Austin, Pocock, Mischu, and Brady Johnson. And Austin will bring across the timeline with 2:07 to go here in the first half. He's got the dribble top of the circle, gives it for Pocock. Pocock will swing it out for Waller. Waller lost it momentarily, and he'll kick the ball back out here for Damian Austin, gives it to Pocock. Austin now will drive. Austin drives, floats, and scores. Nice little roll there for Damian Austin. Drove from the top of the key and got a nice little friendly bounce there. Works now. We'll give it on the right side for Tyler Lenz. Lenz working against some pressure from Austin, and there's going to be a moving screen. No, they're going to call a reach, rather, on Austin Mischu. Mischu worked his way around a screen while it was moving. I thought that that was going to be the moving screen. Instead, they're going to call him for the foul on the body. So that'll be his first foul. And it'll be Lenz who goes to the free throw line, the screener. His free throw is no good and rebounded by Mischu. So Mischu will snag the bound, and they'll give it to Pocock. Pocock backed in the corner over there, and we'll work it back around. The pass is actually going to go off the official. And as it was tipped, Wally's pass was tipped, and it was last touched by Southwest, besides the official, of course. And so Kearney High will maintain possession here. So Damian Austin will get it to Mischu. Kicks it out for Waller. Back to Damian Austin. Waller. Waller has the top of the circle. Pass going to be knocked away. Out of bounds. Freeze, a step away from making the steal and the layup. And checking back into the game is going to be Dakota Schreiner. So top of the circle with it, Damian Austin. Austin and Schreiner playing catch. Austin gets a screen from Mischu. He'll float, kick it out. Schreiner's open for the three, and he hits the three. Nice rhythm there as Schreiner caught the ball in rhythm after that penetration by Damian Austin. Give him an assist. Thomas working against some pressure by Damian Austin. We'll kick it left side here for Lenz. Lenz has to pick up the dribble, and he'll give it off on the left wing here for Griffin Thomas. Thomas will drive, float, and score. Griffin Thomas off the bench has really played very well here in the basketball game. He's got 11 points. Entry pass down low. Brady Johnson is fouled as he made the catch. And that will be a foul that's called on Tyler Lenz. That's now six fouls on the Silverhawks. So Bearcats are inbounding on the baseline. Schreiner to toss it in. Kearney High leads it 23-21. 28 seconds to go here before halftime. Snap it in to Damian Austin. He'll give it left side for Mischu. Gives it back to Austin. And Austin is going to milk the clock a little bit. If Southwest is going to stay in this 2-3 zone, they'll work the clock for the final shot, and Kearney High will have a lead as we head to the locker room. Pocock will help freshen the dribble and give it off to Damian Austin. 11 seconds left. Mishu in the corner. Gives it back out for Damian Austin off of the screen. They give it for Schreiner. Schreiner's three is no good. Gets the rebound. Puts up a little floater. Rolls around. It's good. 1 second left. Inbounded by Freeze, and that is going to do it. Well, Schreiner could not hit the three-pointer, but he's able to hit the putback as he fought for his own rebound and is able to rattle it in. And Kearney High leads it, heading to the locker room 25-21 here at Lincoln Southwest. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Here it's 25-21, Kearney High with the lead over Lincoln Southwest. And again, Kearney High has won 7 of the last 9 games. The 2 games they didn't win were, well, one possession games. So they've been playing really good ball here since the Christmas break has come, and right now Kearney High with that 25-21 lead. Tomorrow we will have exclusive coverage of every single game from the Heartland Hoops Classic played in Grand Island. We'll begin tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., a little breakfast and basketball, as it'll be Overton taking on Sutton at 9 a.m. That'll be followed by a great matchup in Class C2 as Freeman will take on High Plains at 10:45. And then the top-ranked team in Class B will take on Grand Island Senior High. Elkhorn South will take on the Islanders at 12:30. Then at 2:15, Bishop Newman will take on Grand Island Northwest. The 4 o'clock game will have Norfolk Catholic taking on Donovan Trumbull. And then for the final games, we'll have them all on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, beginning with the 5:45 game, Southern Valley taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. Then, of course, at 7:30 on Classic Hits 98.9, Norfolk will be taking on the Kearney High Bearcats. Again, that will be at 7:30. And then the marquee matchup is Denver East taking on Omaha Central. That's scheduled for 9:15 tip-off. And again, those final 3 games, Southern Valley, GICC, Norfolk taking on Kearney High, and Denver East and Omaha Central will all be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So join us tomorrow for the Kearney High game, scheduled for a 7:30 tip. And generally, over the years, they've been able to stay pretty close to on schedule at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Can't guarantee that you won't have a triple overtime game that throws off the schedule, but generally they've stayed pretty close to that schedule, as Kearney High will be playing at 7:30 tomorrow against Norfolk, who comes into action tonight at 18-2. So once again, here at halftime, it's 25-21, Kearney High with the lead over Lincoln Southwest, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers when we come back after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. The Bearcats lead on the road 25-21. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Unofficially taking a look at some of the team numbers. We have the Bearcats being 11 of 23 from the field. So that's pretty good shooting. Lincoln Southwest also shooting the ball pretty well. 7 of 15 unofficially. Lincoln Southwest is 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Bearcats are 1 of 3. Both teams with 11 rebounds unofficially. Turnovers. Kearney High has turned the ball over 6 times, and Lincoln Southwest has turned the ball over 8 times, and the Bearcats lead it 25-21 here at intermission. Checking the individual numbers for Southwest, leading the way for them is Griffin Thomas off the bench. Thomas with 11 points here at intermission. Davis Peterson has 5, Avery Pry with 3, and Javad Fatemi with 2 points here at the break. Leading rebounders for the Silverhawks, Pry has 3 unofficially, Peterson, Fatemi, and Freeze, each with 2 rebounds here in the first half, as rebounding team-wise tied at 11 for both Kearney High and Lincoln Southwest. Bearcats, though, do lead it on the scoreboard by a score of 25-21, and their leading scorer so far has been Brian Arp. He's got 8 points here at intermission, Peyton Pocock with 7, Damian Austin has 5, Dakota Schreiner with 5. So 4 Bearcats scoring anywhere from 8 to 5 points. Pretty balanced scoring here in the first half as they lead it 25-21. And earlier tonight, without the services of their point guard, Claire Sickler, who's suffering the effects of a concussion, didn't play tonight, won't play tomorrow. Certainly she was missed tonight as Kearney High turned the ball over 31 times in the girls' basketball game tonight against Lincoln Southwest, and Southwest wins it 46-37. So Kearney High falls now to 15-6 on the season on girls' basketball. Tomorrow the girls will be at home taking on Norfolk, and Kearney High's boys will be at a neutral site. It was originally scheduled to be in Kearney, but they'll be playing it over at Grand Island at the Heartland Hoops Classic. They'll be the 7:30 game. And again, that game will be on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, tomorrow. Once again, at halftime, Kearney High with a 25-21 lead over Lincoln Southwest. And we'll continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. Certainly want to say thanks to a familiar name, Mark Armstrong, the athletic director here at Lincoln Southwest, and all the hospitality that he's been able to provide for us. Kearney High, right now, winning the battle. They lead it 25-21. And again, don't forget that we'll have all the games of the Heartland Hoops Classic for you tomorrow. The first five will be right here on ESPN. The last three will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Also tomorrow, we'll have coverage of the D3 District Wrestling Tournament. They'll begin around 2 o'clock approximately from Amherst. And then don't forget, a unique event. I don't think anybody else in the state does this. We'll have our high school wrestling rally. They'll begin around 3 o'clock. We'll have wrestlers from Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island, just a lot of different schools represented talking about their draw as all the districts and everything will be finalizing today and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, beginning at around 3 o'clock, we'll have our wrestling rally where we'll have a tremendous amount of coverage of what that means, how the brackets draw out. If you're a wrestling fan, it is a unique opportunity to really preview the state wrestling tournament. And we're very proud of it. The Classic Hits Wrestling Rally about 3 o'clock as we'll be interviewing many of the coaches. But what's even more fun is a lot of the young men who will be making it to the state wrestling tournament. So don't forget our wrestling rally as we'll have a lot of Bearcats in there. Well, hopefully we got a lot of Bearcats that make it through districts. But we'll have a lot of Bearcats that are heading off the state talking about their draw as well as a lot of other wrestlers from around the area as well. Don't forget the wrestling rally Sunday afternoon at about 3 o'clock. Here, 25-21, Kearney High has a lead by 4. They'll also have the basketball when we start the third quarter right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Going to Bowman is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Kearney High has the starters back out there as they will enter it in for Arp. Kick it out for Damian Austin. Pass inside for Schreiner. Schreiner shoots over the top of Pry, and they'll score. Good movement of the ball there, and Kearney High is able to capitalize with that entry pass inside. And they get their first points of the second half and push a lead out to 6. This is their largest lead of the ball game. Connor Works will work it around the perimeter. They give it off on the right side here for Giffen Thomas. Thomas starting the second half. Why not? He's got 11 points. He's the hot hand. Pry will enter it inside for Peterson. Peterson in the lane is able to lean it up against Arp. Shot no good. And then was able to steal it from Arp. Shot no good. Arp tips it out, but into the hands of Fatemi. Fatemi will get it out for Pry. Pry's shot won't fall. And finally, Arp is able to end the possession by pulling down the rebound. It took a little while, but Southwest was able to come up with a couple of offensive looks. Now kick out here for Schreiner. Schreiner, he'll hand it off for Erickson. Erickson in the lane. Bounce pass in for Arp. He's facing the basket and will hit it from about 8 feet away. Outside of the lane, but he was facing the basket and had a good look at it. And Kearney High now leads it by 8. So Kearney High able to keep battling and battling. As Southwest down by eight, needs something positive to happen. They'll get it inside for Pry, and he shoots a little bit too strong, gets his own rebound, and now a foul. Pry missed the first shot, and then his tip-in wouldn't fall in, and then battling for the next one, and the next tip-in, he's hit on the arm by Pocock, and that will be two shots coming up for Pry. And so Avery Pry, the 6'1 senior, misses the first of two free throws. Score remains 29-21. Bearcats with an eight-point lead. The officials right now talking with Dwayne Bach, the head basketball coach here at Southwest. Second free throw is up and good. Seemed like a pleasant conversation. Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone, hands it off here for Schreiner. Schreiner takes it from the to the elbow, kicks it out for Erickson, who lobs it inside for Arp. Arp lost it off his foot and out of bounds, but they're going to say it went and then hit one of the Southwest players. It went off Arp's foot, that's for sure. Now, where it went after that, I'm not 100% certain, but it will be Kearney High basketball. Cats may have gotten a break here. They inbound it, and here's a three off glass. No good for Damian Austin, and it's going to be rebounded there by Peterson. So Peterson comes up with the bound, kicks it up ahead, and a drive, bucket and good for a red-hot Griffin Thomas. So Thomas, with the strong drive, will get the bucket, and now a chance for the three-point play. The foul on Arp is going to be his third, so he's got a little bit of foul trouble here as Brady Johnson's going to check in. And just in time to check in is going to be Johnson. So Arp will come out. And he'll take his 10 points with him to the bench. So Thomas bends the knees, fires the free throw, and he hits the shot. And he now has 14 in the game. Starts the second half, and why would you not start him after that great first half? Here, a long three for Shiner in transition. No good. Peterson's able to pull down the rebound. And he'll give it off for Pry. Pry working against the man-to-man here by Pocock. Will flip the ball off for Fatemi. Fatemi kicks it here left side for Griffin Thomas. Back out for Pry. Pry's got it top of the circle working against Schreiner. Bearcats going man-to-man. They'll hand it off here for Thomas, who gives it to Pry. Pry falls down, was able to pass it out for to Fatemi. He's going to try a three. It's no good. And the rebound for Schreiner and the pass down that right sideline deflected off the leg of Damian Austin and out of bounds. So Schreiner was able to get the rebound there, but Kearney High then turns the basketball over essentially on the outlet pass. So Austin will pressure here as Griffin Thomas now has it. They'll set a screen for him. Now backing in is going to be Peterson, and they'll flip it back around the perimeter. A long three, fading away is Works. It's no good. Pry's able to pull down the rebound. And the entry pass on the inside will be a turnover on Southwest. Lobbed it in there a little bit too far. Cats lead it 29-25 as we've got 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Damian Austin looks at a 2-3 zone and will kick it out for Pocock. Now he'll penetrate as he gets the ball back, and there's going to be a reach that's going to be called on Connor Works. That's going to be two on him and the first of the second half here against Lincoln Southwest. Inbounded for Pocock. Pocock could have fired the three, but he'll work it around the perimeter instead. Gives it for Damian Austin. Backdoor cut for Pocock. He'll turn around, shoot off glass, no good. Rebound being tipped around. Schreiner trying to come up with it. And finally, out of there is going to be Connor Works. Works comes up with the loose ball, and they'll work it around the perimeter. They'll kick it off on the right side. Here's a three by Fatemi. That one will not fall. Rebound into the hands of David Erickson. He's going to lead a little secondary break. Now he gives it for Damian Austin, and we're going to have a reach called on Avery Pry, impeding the efforts of Damian Austin to commit the foul. Unofficially, Lincoln Southwest now has fired 11 three-pointers. Both teams have shot 11 unofficially. Kearney's at 2, Southwest is at 1. The inbounds is knocked out of bounds by Pry. And so right at midcourt, it'll be Erickson again getting the ball to Damian Austin. This time it doesn't face any pressure. Johnson will set a screen. Driving through there is going to be Austin. Austin lays it up with that left hand and in. The screen on the top of the key, just enough for a very quick Damian Austin to fly through that lane and get the fingertip roll. Shanahan kicks it back out here for Peterson. Peterson on the left wing. They get it for Connor Works. In the lane, Thomas kicks it out. Now on the baseline, Peterson. Shot no good. Johnson is able to pull down the rebound here for Kearney High. And now they'll slow it down and give it to Damian Austin. 3:45 to go. 31-25. Handoff here for Schreiner. Schreiner stops. Kicks it out for Pocock. Pocock's going to fly. Kicks it out for Erickson, who's open for the three. Bounces around, no good. Johnson trying to get the rebound, can't, as it's taken away there by Connor Works. So Kearney got a good look at the three, but couldn't hit it. And now with it is going to be Works. Off of a screen, Shanahan's got it. Shanahan, though, has to dribble with it because fighting through the screen was Schreiner. They'll kick it left side, and the three-pointer's up and good. Connor Works strokes in the three. And it is a three-point ball game. Driving is Pocock. Pocock lays it up and in, and he's fouled. A block in underneath as he was able to jump and go to the left just enough that he didn't get called for the charge. And Peyton Pocock with a strong drive here to give Kearney a 33-28 lead. So Pocock will try to finish off a three-point play here after the foul was whistled on Davis Peterson. And Pocock on the season, an 86% free throw shooter. The free throw is up and good. 34-28. Cats lead it by six. Southwest on the dribble. That's Works across the timeline, working against Damian Austin. Again, he dribbles around the back, drives all the way in, and he missed the layup. Boy, that was a lot of hard work to miss a layup. And Damian Austin comes up with a rebound. His long outlet pass is stolen away. Now in transition, here's a three for Southwest. It's bouncing, no good. Johnson fighting for the rebound, and out of bounds with it is Southwest. Yeah, there's no way that that was not off of Tyler Lenz, as Lenz tried to come up with it. And the official just pointed the wrong direction. Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone here. So Kearney High comes up with the ball here, and they'll work it inside for Pocock, who kicks it back out. Nice look at a three by Austin, and he'll drain the three. They got it at the elbow, and they just kick it right back out, and now we got a timeout. Coach Dwayne Bach calls a timeout for his Silverhawks because they trail it 37-28 with 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. The Cats on a nice little run here. They lead it now 37-28. And so Southwest forced to call the timeout to try to right the ship a little bit and see how that will pan out for them as Works brings in the offensive zone. Kearney High going man-to-man. Works gave it away, now gets it back top of the circle, gives it off right side. Peterson working against Brady Johnson. He'll kick it out. Pry comes up with it. Pry now on the baseline. Dangerous pass, but he's able to find Lenz, who is going to fire a three, and he hits a three. Tyler Lenz strokes in the three-pointer. Well, the 6'2 sophomore doesn't necessarily look like a three-point shooter. Looks more like a post player, but he's able to drain it from the corner, and that'll cut that lead down to six. And we're going to have a reach whistled here on Southwest, and that'll be on Pry. That's his third. So Pry has three, And he's the only one for Southwest that has three fouls at this moment. Birchall checks in. He's got the basketball as they work it around the perimeter. Looking inside, they get it to Johnson. Johnson, they triple team him. He'll kick it out. Open for three. Top of the key is Pocock, and he'll hit the three. Give Johnson an assist, and three more points here for Peyton Pocock. As he strokes that in, he's now got 13 points in the game. Dribbling is Pry. We'll give it off on that right side. Working it is going to be Shanahan. And staying right with him is Brian Birchall. That's some great defense. Birchall back on Shanahan. So they'll get it off here for Pry. Pry, top of the circle, loses that five-second count. Gives it off now for Peterson. Peterson working against Johnson. Johnson with great position. The shot's a little bit strong, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Dakota Schreiner. Johnson, that was great defense. And now the kick in the corner in transition. Three-pointer for Schreiner rims out. No good. And coming out with it is going to be Pry. Pry kicks it up ahead, and Damian Austin in transition is able to knock it away as they were trying to get it to Shanahan. Had that pass got to Shanahan, Shanahan was towing that three, and he was going to be able to catch and shoot in rhythm. John Freeze checking in here for the Silverhawks. Also into the ball game is going to be Javed Fatemi. And Fatemi, who started instead of Griffin Thomas, will check into the ball game. And we've got a moving screen or a push on Southwest. And that will be on Fatemi. That'll be his third. So that will cost Southwest possession of the basketball. Now with 25 seconds left, Kearney High with a 40-31 lead here late in the third quarter. They're dribbling at the jump circle here, and they're going to be able to milk the clock. Because Connor Works is at the top of the key, so a tremendous amount of distance between him and Damian Austin, who's dribbling. Now 8 seconds left off of a screen. Pass for Schreiner. Schreiner in the lane. Turnaround jumper rolls around. It's good. Inbounded, and Lenz will fire a three-quarter court shot. That's off the back of the rim, and no good. So Schreiner hits another not-quite buzzer beater, and Kearney High will head to the fourth quarter with a 42-31 lead. And we'll be back with that fourth quarter right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National
Bank. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Alternating possessions will hand Lincoln Southwest the basketball, and they kind of need it because Kearney High has a 42-31 lead here over Southwest, and they'll get the ball in the hands of Connor Works. For the Bearcats, Arp checks back into the ball game. Erickson back out there too. Man-to-man goes Kearney High. Connor Works will kick it off on that left side. Peterson, he's going to fire the three. No good. Damian Austin is up high for the rebound. And on the run here is the Bearcats, and they'll kick it in that corner for Pocock. His three, no good. Rebound up ahead here for Works. Works will flip it up ahead. Nice pass to Griffin Thomas, and Thomas will lay it up and in. So Thomas with the shot, the drive now for Damian Austin. That's deflected, and so that is missed, but coming up with it is going to be Schreiner. And now Kearney High will milk the clock just a little bit. They lead it by 9, and on the dribble is Pocock, and he was blocked by Fatemi. Now be number 4 on him. So that's 4 on Fatemi. Pry has 3. Connor Works has 2. So some starters with some foul issues here for Lincoln Southwest with 7:08 to go. Fourth quarter, 42-33. Inbounded here for Damian Austin. He'll take it in the lane, kick it out. Three-pointer for Schreiner. A little bit strong. And the rebound tipped out, and Schreiner is able to come up with his own rebound and keep the ball alive. Damian Austin off of a screen set by Arp will dribble inside the arc. Shot no good. Arp trying to come up with a basketball, can't, and it goes out of bounds as the Bearcats miss another shot, and that will be Lincoln Southwest basketball. But the Cats got a couple of offensive rebounds in there to keep that one alive, but they couldn't come up with any points. They lead it 42-33. Little spin move in the lane for Works. He'll flip it, and it's no good, but he's heading to the free throw line, I'm sure. Yeah, they're going to say he's in the act of shooting. It was kind of on that spin, shot, and flip all at the same time. And the foul is going to be on Damian Austin. That's going to be the third on him. So it's troublesome here for Kearney High, as Damian Austin with 10 points and their point guard in just a bit of foul trouble. Free throw by Connor Works is up and good. So he makes the first to make it now 42-34, 6:42 to go. And checking in the game here is going to be Brian Burchill. So it's Burchill, Pocock, Schreiner, Arp, and Austin. And the free throw back the iron and no good. Rebound off the hands of a couple of Bearcats and out of bounds. So that will keep Lincoln Southwest with possession of the basketball. So to inbound it on the baseline here is going to be Javed Fatemi. And Fatemi gets it inside for Peterson. Peterson shoots over top of Arp, missed it. And Arp is able to pull down the rebound. Damian Austin gets it on the baseline for Pocock. Pocock lost it, and when he got it back, that's a double dribble. Nice pass, but I think it might have surprised Pocock a little bit, who was starting to move up like Damian Austin was going to shoot, and he was moving in rebounding position. So a missed opportunity here for Kearney High. That was a good idea for Damian Austin. They just caught Pocock surprise. Off of a screen, three-pointer on that left wing. No good. Rebounded by Arp. So Arp with another rebound after Southwest missed the three. They set a little screen there to set up Fatemi. And now on the bounce here is going to be Burchill. Burchill working against some pressure here by Pry. We'll get it. Backdoor cut for Damian Austin. Lays it up and in. They got it very quickly to Peyton Pocock at the elbow. As soon as he got it, he looked for that backdoor cut. And it came from Damian Austin. And that was an easy bucket. That was a nice set play. Loose ball going to be picked up by Schreiner. Schreiner's going to lay it up and in. Turnover for Lincoln Southwest turns into an easy bucket there for Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner now with 11 in the game. Four Bearcats with double digits. And now a steal that's picked up here by Burchill. Burchill on the steal gives it for Austin. Austin for Arp. Arp lost the ball out of bounds, but it was last touched by Fatemi. So Southwest with the turnover. And then that nice pass in for Arp. Arp couldn't handle it as it was knocked out of his hands by Fatemi. Now Lenz with pressure Schreiner, who inbounds the basketball, and he'll lob it for Pocock, who gives it top of the circle for Damian Austin. They cycle through. They give it to Arp on that left side. Arp in the lane. A little bunny hook. Shot no good. Tipped in the hands of Pry. And Pry quickly brings it up court. Gives it to Lenz. Lenz shoots over the top of Burchill and will score. So Tyler Lenz is able to step in transition, cut the lead down to 10. It's 46-36. We've got 5 minutes to go here, and Kearney High, who's led by as many as a dozen, now lead by 10. Schreiner enters it inside for Arp. Arp lost it but is able to kick it out here for Burchill. Burchill's three is no good, and that long rebound tracked into the corner, and we got a timeout for Kearney High. Bearcats call the timeout as Burchill was able to track down the rebound in the corner. Timeout Cats, they lead it 46-36 with 4:40 to go. Timeout brought to you by Joe Venthy Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. The Bearcats with a 46-36 lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now it's the time to see Joe for Check Your Auto, Home Life for Business Insurance, Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Schreiner is going to inbound it on the baseline for Kearney High underneath their own basket. And off of a screen, they'll give it for Damian Austin, who will fly into a lane, float, and score. Quick little runner, literally shoots that from his hip before anybody can get there. And the Bearcats now lead it by a dozen, 48-36. Man-to-man goes Kearney High. They've had a tremendous amount of success with this here in the ballgame. On the dribble is Shanahan. Shanahan gives it to Lenz. Lenz picks up his dribble, now gives it near midcourt to Works. Works working against Pocock. Has the dribble, dribbles between his legs, not closely guarded anymore. They'll set a screen. Works comes off on the right side. Nice job there by Johnson, the hedge there, to make sure he couldn't pull the trigger. They get the ball off for Shanahan, and we're going to have a little hand check whistled on Kearney High. That hand check will go on Schreiner, I believe. Yep, that'll be his third. It's four as a team on Kearney High with 4 minutes to go here in the basketball game. Cats lead at 48-36. Pry on the right wing, working to get some pressure here by Burchill. They're going to call Burchill for the foul. He was giving up ground, but not enough. So foul was on the body of Brian Burchill. That's now five as a team on Kearney High. And on the dribble, here's Works. So give it to Lenz. Lenz runs into Arp. Arp is Johnson, rather, and Johnson was able to block the shot as Peterson comes up with it. And then we're going to have a foul whistled on Kearney High. They got him on the hand there. And that'll be on Burchill. For Burchill, that's foul number two. So 12-point lead here for the Bearcats, and Southwest will inbound it here for Pry. Pry dribbles, kicks across the lane for Peterson. Peterson now will hand it off to Pry on that right wing. He'll kick it out. There's Lenz. He could have shot the three, but now he'll give it off right side. Work it is Pry. He shoots a contested shot. No good. Johnson comes up with a rebound. He's being double-teamed, and an elbow that hit Peterson, but no foul called. And now Johnson has it in the lane. Took an extra step. Yeah, that'll be a turnover. So nice job there by Johnson to pull down that that defensive rebound, but then Kearney loses possession of the basketball underneath. Just couldn't quite get his footing, and had he just kept running, he would have been called for a charge. So that was a forced one by the defense. On the right side, Lenz. Lenz working against Schreiner, and Lenz off of a screen will lay it all the way up. No good, and Johnson comes down with a rebound, and then he's fouled. So Brady Johnson with the rebound, and I'll tell you what, that ball was about half, just rolled around the rim, was about halfway in, and then just kept spinning out. And an unfortunate break for Southwest, because not only did they not get the points, but they also were called for the foul, as Lenz has picked up his second. So a 1-1 coming up here for Brady Johnson. And Johnson, an 83% free throw shooter, hits the first of what are now two free throws. He hits the front end of the 1-1, and that'll earn him the bonus. Pleasanton right now leading Loomis 29-28 as they're in the fourth quarter on our sister station. Classic hits 98-9. Second free throw by Johnson is up and good. And again, Johnson, those are his first 2 points of the night, but he's got three rebounds. And the Bearcats lead it 50-36, 3 minutes to go. Connor Works gives it to Lenz on that left side. Top of the circle, they get it off here for Shanahan. Shanahan's picked up by Damian Austin, and he'll lay it up with that left hand. It's no good. Johnson's able to pull down the rebound yet again. And now Damian Austin will dribble, get it inside for Burchill. Burchill shot off glass is good, and he's fouled. Nice pass by Damian Austin to set up Brian Burchill, and now Burchill will try to add to a 16-point Bearcat lead. I don't know why it says what it says, but it's 52-36. It says 32-36. That's not accurate. The free throw is no good. So he missed the first free throw. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Kearney High. So Pry has it in the offensive zone. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer for Shanahan. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Peterson's able to come up with it. Around the perimeter we go again. They'll kick it now right side. Peterson will fire a three, and he hits the three. Davis Peterson got the ball back, strokes in the three-pointer, and it's now 52-39. Something's wrong with the digit there. They don't have fives for the visiting team, I guess. Damian Austin gets a long pass from Schreiner. Schreiner will set a little screen there, and on the way to the baseline is going to be number 11, Damian Austin. Austin got a little defender in the air with a ball fake, and now we'll go to the line and shoot two. Well, they do have a five. I don't know how it reverted. Carney was subtracted 20 points. The free throw is no good here for Damian Austin. And the scoreboard does read the actual score, which is now 52-39. And Damian Austin, 79% free throw shooter, missed that one. He has one more free throw coming up here. And it is good. So Austin, 15 points in the ballgame. Leading scorer here for the Bearcats. Leading scorer on either team. Three-pointer on that left side for Peterson. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Burchill. And then Burchill is going to be fouled. Unofficially, Southwest, 4 of 20, shooting three-pointers. Kearney High, 4 of 18. So Burchill will go to the line. He's going to shoot two because that's now 10 fouls against Southwest. And the free throw is up and good. Burchill's had a solid effort tonight. Makes the free throw here. He's got about two assists, a couple of rebounds, now 3 points. Another free throw on the way. Up and good. He's played good defense all night. A lot of good contributions here for the Bearcats. A lead at 55-39 with a minute 45 to go. Now they start the clock. A little bit late. A little penetration here by Connor Works. And Works fouled on the body. And he's going to be shooting two. The foul on Burchill. And Connor Works shooting a couple of free throws. He's got 4 points in the game. And his free throw is up and good. Brady Johnson checking in. Austin Mishu checking out. And the second free throw here for Works is on the way. It's actually a jump shot from the free throw line. Don't see that very often, but he strokes it in. Can't argue with the success of it. And now Damian Austin in the offensive zone. The dribble goes off of one of the Silverhawks' shoes. Lenz comes up with it, and Lenz is going to be fouled on the way to the basket. That was a solid foul there by Dakota Schreiner. And so Schreiner commits now his fourth foul. And Lenz will shoot a couple. The first one is on the way, and it is good. <laughs> 91 seconds to go in the ballgame. Bearcats lead at 55-42. Here in Lincoln Southwest. Second free throw for Lenz on the way, and the sophomore strokes in both free throws. 55-43. Pass caught by Brady Johnson, who gives it up ahead here for Pocock. Pocock's going to lay it up with that left hand. Missed it. Tipped by Damian Austin. And shot won't fall. It would not go. And coming out of there with it is going to be Shanahan. Jumper on the left wing for Southwest, a little bit too strong. Long rebound taken out by Damian Austin, and then Austin's going to be fouled. Now, this one is an academic exercise from this point on, because with a minute 9 to go, Bearcats up by a dozen. And a pretty good free throw shooting team is Kearney High. I don't think Southwest can get it done. So Damian Austin will... Shoot two. Works, by the way, was called for his fourth foul. And Austin Mishu is going to check back into the game here for Kearney High. Austin's free throw is up and good. So he makes one of two. Not been a great free throw shooting night tonight for Damian Austin. He usually does much better than that. Three-pointer here by Shanahan. A little bit too strong for Southwest. Burchill pulls down another rebound, and he'll bring it to the offensive zone. He has it near midcourt, and they'll pitch it out here for Schreiner. And Lenz trying to make the steal, commits the foul. And for him, that's going to be foul number four. But you know what? I don't know if you really worry about foul trouble in the final 50 seconds of a basketball game. 56-43. And two free throws coming up for Schreiner. And Schreiner, his free throw is up and good. Schreiner, a 90% free throw shooter. 20 of 22 on the season coming into today's game. And he makes both free throws here. Works will get the basketball. Top of the circle. Thought about the three. Still kept his dribble going. Kicks it out for Pry. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three. Avery Pry strokes in a three-pointer. And Damian Austin, facing some pressure, throws it through a double team, and he is fouled. So Austin's going to walk to the other end of the court. He'll have a couple of free throws. And the day is done here for Connor Works because that's his fifth personal foul. So Works with five fouls and 6 points. Austin Roulette going to check in here for the final 35.6 seconds. And Damian Austin will step to the line and will shoot two. The first one's up and good. 59-46. Kearney High going to pick up their eighth win in the last 10 games. And if he hits the free throw, Alex Harris will come in for him. And the free throw is up and good. So Damian Austin with 18 points will sit down for the final 35.6 seconds here. Burchill, Harris, Austin Mishu, Dakota Schreiner, and Peyton Pocock out there right now for Kearney High. On the dribble is Pry. Pry will flip it off. Here's Shanahan. He's going to fire a three. No good. Schreiner is able to pull down another rebound. And he'll slowly bring it across the timeline. Give it off for Burchill. Southwest is going to let Kearney High milk the final 18 seconds off the clock here. And the Bearcats are going to win this one by a final of 60-46. In fact, Burchill has the basketball and is already shaking hands. Pry come over to shake his hands. Davis Peterson just kind of acting like he was going to put a little pressure on, but instead shook his hand. And that is going to do it. Your final, Kearney High 60, Lincoln Southwest 46, as the Bearcats are able to really control the entire second half, and they win it by 14. They've won eight of their last 10 games, and Kearney High certainly heading in the right direction. They win it on the road, 60-46. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest as the Bearcats really not threatened a whole lot in the second half. And they win it 60-46 over Lincoln Southwest. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And Kearney High, just doing a little bit of everything right. They rebounded extremely well here in the ball game, shot the ball effectively, took good care of the ball, and they win this one by a final of 60-46. Unofficially, I had Kearney High 22-47 from the field. Lincoln Southwest was 14-46. Free throw shooting, Kearney High 12-17. Lincoln Southwest, solid. They were 13-19. But Kearney High out-rebounded Lincoln Southwest unofficially 39-28. So 11 more rebounds here for Kearney High. And turnovers, pretty even. 12 turnovers. Kearney turned it over 12 times. 13 turnovers for Lincoln Southwest. But the rebounding margin and a little bit better shooting for Kearney High equates to a 14-point win on the road as the Bearcats win this one by a final of 60-46. Let's check some numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. They were led by Griffin Thomas. Thomas finished with 16 points. Davis Peterson with 8. Avery Pry with 7. Tyler Lenz came off the bench. He finished with 7. Connor Works with 6. And Javed Fatemi finished with 2 points here for Lincoln Southwest, who now fall to 4. I only got to double check it here. 4-17 on the season. Tomorrow, though, Tuesday, they're traveling to Omaha to take on Benson. That won't be easy. Benson, one of the better teams in the state at 18-2. So that'll be tough for Lincoln Southwest, who is now 4-17 on the season. Bearcats are now 9-12 on the year, and certainly one of the hotter teams in the state. And as we take a look at their statistics, Damian Austin leading the way with 18 points. But, boy, he got a lot of help tonight. There were 4 Bearcats in double figures here on the night as Austin led the way with 18 points, including hitting at 1 3-pointer. Peyton Pocock with 13 points. Dakota Schreiner with 13. Brian Arp finished with 10. So double-digit scores for Kearney High. Austin with 18. Pocock with 13. Schreiner with 13. And Arp with 10. Brian Birchall, 4 points. Brady Johnson chipped in a couple of points as well. Kearney High wins this one very comfortably, 60-46. In terms of rebounding, leading the way was Dakota Schreiner unofficially. I had him with 11 rebounds. Damian Austin finished with 8. And Brian Arp with 5. Again, the Bearcats with a 60-46 win. Their next game will be in Grand Island tomorrow, part of the Heartland Hoops Classic. They are the 7:30 game, and we'll have that game for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow night at 7:30, when the Bearcats will battle the Norfolk Panthers, and that will not be an easy task at all. Norfolk will come in with a record of at least 17-2. I don't know if they're in action tonight, but they are 17-2 on the campaign. So once again, a big win here for Kearney High. They win it 60-46 on the road. We're going to take a quick break here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show and hopefully have a chance to talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach for the Cats. We'll hopefully talk with the coach as soon as we come back from this timeout right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Going to Bowling and Sun for 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Kearney High picks up a 60-46 win here in Lincoln Southwest. And to talk to us about it is Kearney High head basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. And you said that was one of the more beautiful games that you've ever seen of our beautiful sport.
No? That was a fairly ugly basketball game, almost from the opening tip. But to be honest, that tells the growth that we've had as a team.
It does.
That's a game we lose first semester. That's a game that on the road, we're not shooting well, we're not playing well, we're turning the ball over. There's no energy in the gym, there's no communication. That's a game that first semester we find a way to lose. Oh, how times have changed. You know, I'm sitting here sounding a little bit negative and a little bit down in the dumps. We just won by 14 on the road at Lincoln Southwest. So expectations have changed. The bar has been raised. I'm darn happy to get out of here with a win, but I also realize that we have to play a lot better if we're going to have a chance to beat Norfolk tomorrow night.
Offensively, you probably didn't play your best game, but defensively, you really kind of forced Lincoln Southwest into taking some tough shots. They just really didn't get very many open looks at all.
Yeah, you know, we did second half especially. First half, we let them drive to the hoop a little bit too easily. They got to the foul line. We gave up some layups in transition. Second half, you know, we really guarded them hard in the half court. You know, we took away the easy shots around the rim. We really chased them off the three-point line. Every look that they did have, there was a hand in the face, a defender running at them. And then we finally went after the ball defensively. We said long shots equal long rebounds. We were boxing out, but then we weren't going after the ball. Great bench play. Brady Johnson off the bench. Brian Birchall off the bench. Austin Mishu late off the bench. Really, really good bench play. It's not going to show up on the offensive side of the scorebook, but defensively, those guys, especially Birchall guarding the ball, really kind of changed how that half went.
Yeah, he finished with 4 points and the four rebounds. So, I mean, a solid effort with that as well. And, again, his defensive play really kind of brought a little energy. Because you're right, there just wasn't a lot of energy in the gym tonight. The hometown crowd, which wasn't a bad-sized crowd, just never really kind of got into it, but that kind of favors you, doesn't it?
Exactly. On the road? You know, if you're the visiting team, you kind of like this atmosphere.
Yeah, you kind of like it quiet.
Our kids are spoiled getting to play at the old Kearney High Gymnasium with as loud as that gets. So this was, you know, you could tell even in the warm-ups, there just wasn't a lot of energy. And I said, we have to create our own energy. And you do that by defending like crazy, by rebounding and talking. And we didn't do that from the opening tip. Coming out of the locker room, we did. That was the only message we said at halftime is you got to talk, you got to rebound, you got to defend, you got to create your own energy. And we did it when we subbed. We got that from guys like Brady Johnson, Brian Birchall. So credit to our bench, but we'll take the win. We'll be ready to roll tomorrow.
Yeah, and again, you got 18 points from Damian Austin, then 13 from Pocock, as well as Schreiner, 10 from Arp. So your starters doing the bulk of work for you.
Yeah, we had nice balance tonight. You know, we challenged a couple of our seniors, you know, in a couple timeouts and in the locker room at halftime that, you know, they have three regular season games left in their high school career. And, you know, our guys are real coachable and they respond to, you know, some positive feedback and sometimes some negative feedback really, really well. And I thought that group, especially led by our seniors in the second half, came out and just grinded one out on the road. And they played hard. They played together. And we hit some shots, but they were good shots. Our shot selection was good in the second half. And like I said, we'll take this one and get the heck out of town.
And the next stop will be at the Heartland Event Center tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic, the 7:30 game, which will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Give us a little preview of Norfolk. I mean, obviously, one of the better programs in the state and certainly one of the better teams this year.
You know, Norfolk has, you know, an all-stater, 6'8 shooting guard, Tyler Hagedorn. And I didn't misspeak there. He is a 6'8 shooting guard.
Yep.
Not a lot of those in the state, but there's a couple. Fremont has one. Norfolk has one. They got a freshman post player that is going to be big time. He's their second leading scorer right now. You know, he's about 6'5". He's probably going to be about 6'8" or 6'9" by the time he's done growing. And then they just have very smart, basketball savvy guards, and they're obviously well coached. So they're going to come in. You know, they're playing North Star tonight. You know, and that's going to be an up and down game. North Star is like us, so it's going to be interesting to see how that game turned out. You know, Norfolk mixes some man. They mix some zone. They are really, really long and lanky, and we have to rebound. If we rebound as poorly as we did in the first half tonight, it's going to be a long day for us tomorrow if we don't get some rebounds. So we got to defend, we got to rebound, and we're going to need to shoot the ball better, but I'm confident our guys will bounce back. But we have the capability of beating Norfolk. We got to do a lot of little things right, though.
unofficially, I had you for 39 rebounds.
39 rebounds?
I had you for 39 rebounds.
Lincoln Southwest must have missed a bunch of shots.
They did miss a bunch of shots.
That sounds like a lot of rebounds.
It really kind of was. Talk about that environment tomorrow. The decision, because it was a home game for you guys, the decision to take it to Grand Island to play in that environment.
That was a tough decision because Norfolk travels well. We have a great home atmosphere. So that would have been probably a really good crowd for us in our own gym. But it still is going to be a really good crowd in our own gym. We have our reserves. We have our JVs. We have our girls team. That's a big game tomorrow night, Kearney High versus Norfolk girls. So there's still going to be, you know, good basketball being played in our gym. But when we looked at the big picture, you know, it's an opportunity for these kids to play in something very unique. We played in it the very first year, 5 or 6 years ago against Grand Island Senior High, playing in front of 5,000-6,000 people. With a game like Omaha Central and Denver East coming out of it, coming after us. It was just one of those things. It was an opportunity we didn't want to pass up. For our kids, this is something that they're going to remember for a long time. And then you pair us up with Norfolk, a traditional state power, a very well-coached, very well-respected team, very well-respected program. It was just one of those things that we were willing to give up the home game to give our kids a chance to play in a setting like that.
Yeah, it is a unique environment. It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow. We wish best luck, Scott. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
All right, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here, as the Bearcats pick up a 60-46 win over at Lincoln Southwest. The news wasn't quite as good for the Kearney High girls as they did fall tonight. 46-37 unofficially. They had 31 turnovers. They were without the services of point guard Claire Sickler, who had a concussion. She actually ran into one of her teammates, Peyton Cutterback, and as a result with that concussion from practice the other day, missing your point guard really hurt Kearney High's girls tonight as they do fall here 46-37, but the Kearney High boys pick up a 60-46 win over at Lincoln Southwest. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Merritt Lawson. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We'll be back with Breakfast and Basketball, the beginning of 8 games from the Heartland Hoops Classic. The first 5 will be on ESPN, and the last 3, including the Kearney High game, will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Again, the schedule tomorrow, 9 o'clock, will be Overton-Sutton, 10:45 Freeman High Plains, Elkhorn South and Grand Island Senior High at 12:30, followed by Bishop Newman and Grand Island Northwest at 2:15, Norfolk Catholic taking on Donovan Trumbull at 4, and then at the 5:45 game, that will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Southern Valley and GICC, Norfolk and Kearney High at 7:30, and then Denver East will be taking on Omaha Central at 9:15, and join us for those games tomorrow from the Heartland Event Center, beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on ESPN. Don't forget that we have D3 District Wrestling action. The finals will begin around 2 o'clock tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and our unique wrestling rally that will be taking place around 3 o'clock on Sunday, where we'll be talking with a tremendous number of wrestlers that will be making it to the state tournament, as well as coaches, kind of talk about individually how some of those wrestlers are going to match up with their draws. Great way to get caught up on what Kearney High can expect, Grand Island Senior High, Hastings, Kearney Catholic, just the whole area. It is a great opportunity to get a great preview of the state wrestling tournament. It begins at 3 o'clock Sunday, our wrestling rally on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. By the way, it is a final, Pleasanton over Loomis, 49-44 on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Once again, our final scores today, Lincoln Southwest girls with a win on their home floor, 46-37 over Kearney High, and the Kearney High boys with a 60-46 win over Lincoln Southwest. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Merritt Lawson back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.